Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, I'm Joey Caverly, and I play Harold Hill.
And we are talking.
And the voice that you're hearing is Katrina, the interpreter, who's sitting with me off camera.
Thank you both for joining us. We're talking about The Music Man at Olney Theater Center. It's going to be running from June 17th through July 24th. So you obviously play the lead role of Harold Hill. Had you seen a stage version or the movie before this role? Like, were you always a big fan of The Music Man?
I was probably around 10 years old when I first saw the movie with Robert Preston, of course. And at that time, I didn't really think much of it. I thought, all right, this is The Music Man. So what? I never really appreciated it. Jump to a few years later, I have read the script, watched the film. I had not yet seen a staged version of The Music Man. I knew that it had been on Broadway, but I had yet to have the opportunity to see a staged version. Once I read through the script, I became familiar with the story. I was taken by it. And I knew that there was one deaf actor who had been in the staged production of it, Howie Siegel, at OSF, Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But prior to that, I had not known anyone who was in the show.
Well, and now you are. So it's awesome. Now, just in case we have some listeners or viewers who have never seen The Music Man, hard to believe, remind them what the general story is. You know, like you know, who is Harold Hill and what's the general premise?
Yeah, sure. Harold Hill is a con man. He's a salesman who goes around from town to town. His scheme is that he sells band instruments to create boys bands. He then takes money from the townspeople and heads out. The problem is that Harold Hill doesn't even know how to play a single instrument. So his con is to take their money and then get out of town.
Awesome. Thanks for reminding us that, in case some folks hadn't seen the show before. Also remind us of some of the beloved songs that we're going to hear, because it is a musical. So what are your some of your favorite songs that are in the show?
The all-time favorite song, of course, is the 76 Trombones. 76 Trombones is the showstopper number. Some other memorable numbers include Shapoopy, Light a Rose, which is signed by a wonderful quartet, and then finally, Till There Was You. And that is sung by the very talented and beautiful Adelina Mitchell, who is playing Marion.
Great. And so that's the music. But in terms of what do we see visually in terms of the set or the, you know, the costumes, the period costumes, or, you know, paint us a picture, if you can, of what we're going to see, you know, production wise.
So this production is a twist on the classic musical. Our cast is made up of both deaf and hearing actors on stage at the same time. You will see dialogue in American Sign Language, as well as spoken dialogue and singing. We have choreography, as well as a director of artistic sign language. We have two co-directors, Sandra May Frank and Michael Barron. And we have a great creative leadership team that keeps a deaf heart to this, a deaf-centered musical, if you will. This show is one of the things that really breathes fresh air into the classic musical.
I love it. And to your point, how exciting. And how nice is it to have a place like Olney Theater that you can have a collection of, you know, deaf, hearing, hard of hearing artists making room, you know, finally we're starting to see some more representation in local theater.
I used to live in DC or the DMV area. Around 2015, I was actually working at Olney Theater Center. In 2015, I was working here as a carpenter, building sets for other plays and other musicals. Of course, I was the sole deaf person here on staff at the theater. By 2016, I went to see Spring Awakening on Broadway. It was a production produced by Deaf West, and it was a cast that was mixed with deaf and hearing cast members. That was an awakening for me. Coming back to town, I approached Jason Loweth, the artistic director here at Olney Theater Center, and I told him, we have to do a musical together. And he asked me, well, what show should we do? I told him, we've got to do The Music Man. When you think about it, you can imagine that the storyline makes sense because Harold Hill's goal is to teach the town how to play musical instruments, only that's his con. I look back to when I was around 14 years old or so, and I used to play guitar myself. I'm deaf, can't hear a thing, and yet here I am playing guitar. I mean, of course, after 4 months, I decided to quit taking guitar lessons. But for that brief period of time, I was thrilled to be playing guitar. And I thought if any adult came up to a deaf child and said, I will teach you how to play a musical instrument, that deaf child would be excited. And so that is what Harold Hill is taking advantage of. He is selling that dream that I can teach your deaf children how to play musical instruments. So that was my original conceit, my original idea for the show. I kept it in the back of my head and just continued to bother Jason repeatedly until we could finally talk about it in depth. In 2019, we hosted a workshop with deaf and hearing cast members. It was a 1 week workshop for this musical. And let me tell you, the entire creative staff here at Olney Theater Center was on board after that point. I mean, just heads rolling.
That's so great. I mean, I loved hearing about, you know, when you started at Olney as a carpenter, you know, working on, you know, sets and stuff behind the scenes. Could you have ever imagined, like, did you think there would even be space for you to be the star in a musical? Could you have even imagined that when you were a carpenter?
The ironic thing is, when I first pitched this idea to Jason Loweth, I imagined Harold Hill being played by a hearing person. That was my original pitch. As time went on, after we did the workshop, eventually the co-directors decided to make a tweak. They thought the story would make more sense if Harold Hill were deaf. By that point, I did have a reputation as being an actor. I was in only Murders in the Building. They approached me to play Harold Hill, the lead. And, you know, I thought to myself when they first approached me, wait a minute, why didn't I think of that in the first place? Why wasn't that part of my pitch that Harold Hill be deaf? It really took an outside perspective to push me in that direction and envision this in a new way. I was definitely surprised when I found out that they were actually thinking of me in the role of Harold Hill. I mean, I'm not really the kind of guy who does musical theater. I've done musicals before. I've also directed, but myself as a lead in a main stage musical here, you know, at first I was a little terrified. But I have to tell you, when I showed up to the rehearsal room and we put Trouble on its feet for the first time, that's one of the musical numbers, I saw everyone's reaction and they said, you know what, you did a great job. And from then on, it was a relief and I've just fallen into line.
I love it. I love it. It's going to be so cool to see. Well, cool. I mean, well, that's sort of how it's working here locally at Alney, but big picture for me, it's been a big year, you know, for deaf actors in terms of, you know, Coda just won Best Picture at the Oscars. It was, I was predicting it all along. It was my favorite and everyone said it couldn't win. And I just knew it was going to be the underdog champ. Loved it. Loved it. I guess what was your reaction to that winning? Did you enjoy the movie? And, you know, where do you think we are, you know, in terms of, you know, big picture in society, in terms of, you know, more representation for deaf actors and hard of hearing actors?
I thought it was fantastic that Coda won Best Picture. There was also another short film called Audible that won an award. And I believe the year before that, we had Sound of Metal. And what else did we have? Crip Camp. That was a documentary. So in recent years, there has been a lot more representation of deaf people in the media. And it's great to see that. This rising visibility. I also noticed that in the theater space, we see increasing representation as well. Now, the DMV is kind of a wonky situation because we do have an enormous deaf population. Gallaudet University, Model Secondary School for the Deaf, Maryland School for the Deaf are all in this region. There's a very dense population. However, they haven't really been tapped into for their full potential yet. I challenged Alney to do something about that. We've got to change the culture of keeping the deaf community separate, but rather invite them in, just as we're seeing now on film and TV.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned Crip Camp. It was such a great documentary. And Sound of Metal was so good. We mentioned Coda. But I'm really glad you mentioned Audible, because I'm talking to you from Frederick, Maryland, which is right down the street from the Maryland School for the Deaf. We interviewed the school and the filmmaker, and yeah, I think it was up for documentary short at the Oscars. But yes, all great movies. I encourage everyone to go check them out. But definitely come see The Music Man at Alney Theater. Is there anything else you want to say about the show before we run? Like, why should our listeners come see?
Everyone has to come and watch this production of The Music Man. I think audiences in this area will be blown away. We are taking a classic musical and putting a twist on it like you've never seen before. You will see authentic representation of a community that operates with deaf people and hearing people together as it should be. And we are keeping a goal of having a high level of respect for the deaf community when they come to watch this show. I promise you, there will not be a dry eye in the audience by the time that we come to our final curtain call.
Yes, there won't be a dry eye, and we'll all be cheering at the end. Yeah, it's going to be great. Again, everyone, it's The Music Man at Alney Theater Center through July 24th. So get your tickets now at alneytheater.org. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me.